Ohio schools are required by state law to file classroom building layouts and emergency procedures with the Attorney General's office and local police, so in case of a violent incident, law enforcers can know what they're dealing with. Mike DeWine, the AG, has stressed in the past that dozens of schools had not complied with the mandate, but after a couple warnings, he says the paperwork came pouring in, but not from everyone.
I think we're doing pretty well, but I can tell you we still have some schools that, for whatever reason, have not complied with Ohio law. And I would hope that if Chardon didn't wake people up, that this horrible, horrible tragedy in Connecticut would wake up the principals and superintendents that have not filed this.
These are plans that would go into effect after an emergency situation has happened. But what about prevention? Are you satisfied that Ohio schools have half-decent security to try to prevent this kind of tragedy?
I think it's a situation that each school has to look at. You know, it's always a balance. You know, if you put up metal detectors in every school in the state and put armed guards there, I suppose you would pretty much make sure that there wouldn't be any gun coming into the building. But there could be other ways of problems occurring.
So metal detectors, you're saying, aren't necessarily the solution?
I think we have to, you know, is that what we want? Do we want every kid in our schools going through a metal detector?
At least one state representative says the answer to the Attorney General's question is yes. That is, if local school officials agree. Cleveland Democrat Bill Patman says the Connecticut school shootings should shake Ohioans.
With the proliferation of guns in our society, the availability and gun sales are up, and then at the same time we leave exposed some of our most vulnerable institutions, our schools.
Earlier this year, Patman proposed all Ohio schools be required to install metal detectors. He saw his proposal go nowhere, so he watered it down. The weaker version said the state would negotiate with the feds for permission to use Homeland Security money for schools and would dole it out to Ohio schools that wanted to use it to buy metal detectors. Still, even that proposal went nowhere, and the legislative session just ended. Patman says not all of the federal Homeland Security money's been spent, so why not use a small chunk of it for Ohio schools?
We have the Homeland Security Act in place, billions of dollars being spent to protect other places, and those tax dollars come from all of us. I believe that, you know, there is a place in that to protect schools, but at the same time, you give people the local option to do it or not do it, but you make it available to each and every school district in Ohio to make that decision.
Will you be reintroducing your proposal in the next legislature in January?
Yes, I will. Absolutely.
State Representative Bill Patman's proposal for metal detectors in Ohio schools may not be the only thing that gets more attention in the aftermath of the Connecticut school shootings. So may a proposal that Ohio lawmakers just approved. It would allow the storing of concealed weapons in motor vehicles parked in the State House parking garage. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.